Despite a multi-state measles outbreak last fall, fewer parents in Washington state are vaccinating their children. Public health officials had hoped the outbreak would lead to more parents vaccinating their kids. But KUOW's Isolde Raftery told Jeannie Yandel that's not the case.
Fewer parents are vaccinating their children for the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella. And if you look at a line on a graph for all of Washington of how many kids are fully vaccinated, it's dropping precipitously since 1998. We don't have historic data for Seattle, but what we're seeing is Seattle numbers are lower than the state's. So in Washington state, it's always going to be a little higher across the board than Seattle, where fewer parents are vaccinating their children.
What are health officials in Washington state saying about this trend you're talking about, this downward trend?
So after looking at the data, I called Paul Throne at the Department of Health here in Washington state, and here's what he told me.
We're concerned because we need to have about 95% of those kids vaccinated to protect everybody else who can't be vaccinated for medical reasons or because they're too young. And we aren't near that. At this point, we're actually slightly under 90%. So it's a real puzzle for us why people haven't responded better to the news about this disease, and we just need to work harder to get the word out that this vaccination is very effective.
To put that in perspective, again, there have been 10 cases this year, and of the 10 cases, one woman died and another ended up in the ICU on a ventilator. So these aren't just nuisance diseases. Some of the people who are getting them are actually becoming severely ill, and that's why they're focusing on MMR.
Okay, so we know that vaccination rates for measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR vaccination, those vaccinations are going down. But what about other vaccinations?
Actually, the percentage of parents who are vaccinating their children for polio has gone down. Here in Seattle, last school year, 81% of kindergartners were vaccinated against polio. And to put that in perspective, Seattle's rate is worse than Rwanda, Zimbabwe, Yemen, Mongolia, El Salvador, Guyana. And I have to say, I think that's pretty ironic, right? You have Bill Gates, who's bringing the vaccine to the rest of the world. But meanwhile, the polio vaccine rate here in his hometown is not great.
But how concerned are state health officials with the fact that parents are choosing not to vaccinate their kids against polio, that we have such low polio vaccination rates here in Seattle?
So they are concerned, and they worry to some degree that international travel could set off an epidemic among unvaccinated children here. But they're not totally alarmed. So I don't want to seem like, okay, this is totally scary. They don't believe that a polio outbreak is likely here. However, there was an outbreak of polio in 2005 in Minnesota when four Amish children got polio because they hadn't been vaccinated. And when the CDC conducted an investigation, they found that the virus at the time in 2005 came from abroad. So the state health officials, it's not far-fetched. They're saying it's not a far-fetched idea that polio could erupt here in Seattle.
I'm talking with Isolde Raftery. She's the web editor for KUOW, and she's looked at state data around vaccinations, vaccination rates, and she's broken it down geographically. It's hard to draw a map when you're on the radio, but what kind of geographical trend did you see within Seattle?
North-south. So in northwest Seattle, you're looking at Ballard, Greenwood, Fremont, those neighborhood schools, you're going to see kindergartners who are less vaccinated than elsewhere in the city. And nationally, what they're finding is that wealthier and better educated parents vaccinate less, poorer parents vaccinate more. And the thinking is that these parents tend to think that they know better than their doctors. You'll also see a few pockets in South Seattle that are gentrifying, and those pockets tend to also have higher rates of parents that don't vaccinate their children or don't fully vaccinate their children.
Well, I know you just said that the thinking is parents who are more educated, who have more money, may think they know better than their doctors. But we've seen scientific study after scientific study pointing to vaccinations being safe and vaccinations being effective. So ultimately, what have you found indicating why these parents would choose not to vaccinate their kids?
So there are several reasons why you cannot vaccinate, that you have to check off on a box, and religious, personal, and medical. And far and away, the biggest reason is the personal. What parents have told me is they don't want to put toxins in their children's bodies. It kind of stems from this, you know, I eat organic food and I don't vaccinate. Breastfeeding is the only thing that will ever cure anything. But there's also this concern that some of these vaccines don't really apply to them. One mom told me that parents who don't travel don't need to get their kids the polio vaccine because they're not being exposed to international travel, right? And polio isn't here in the States for the most part. I mean, it was eradicated in 1979 with the exception of that 2005 case. So if the state wants kids to be vaccinated, doctors and nurses need to come up with a better way of talking about immunization. And right now it's just willy-nilly. There's no common language around it. And they set it up like a choice. And if it's a choice, well, then you're going to have people not choosing to get their kids immunized. And then they shouldn't be surprised when that happens, when they use that kind of language, that parents treat vaccines like a buffet, that they pick and choose one or the other or choose your own schedule.
That's KUOW's Isolde Raftery. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel. You can see the breakdown of vaccination rates in Washington and Seattle on our website, kuow.org.